Welcome to the Stoic Meditations podcast, where each time we consider a bit of wisdom from the ancient philosophers of Greece and Rome. I am Massimo Piliucci, a professor of philosophy at the City College of New York, and I will guide you through this reading. Let's reflect on Cicero, On the Nature of the Gods, 265. Another, and in my opinion the strongest proof that the providence of the gods takes care of us, is divination, which both of you perhaps will attack. You, Cotta, because Carneades took pleasure in inveighing against the Stoics, and you, Velleius, because there is nothing Epicurus ridicules so much as the prediction of events. Let me conclude this series of reflections on the nature of the gods with this defensive bit from Cicero's Stoic character concerning the practice of divination. Divination was the idea that people could predict the future by looking into present signs, often in the form of natural phenomena, like the arrangement of entrails of animals. We obviously consider such practice to be a type of pseudoscientific superstition. But the ancient Stoics had a good argument in its favor. Since everything happens because of a universal web of cause-effect, it stands to reason that carefully examining one part of the web, the present, will reveal another part, the future. This, in fact, is the same principle that allows modern science to work, and so both the academic skeptics, like Carneades, and the Epicureans were a bit premature in dismissing the Stoics. But the critics were right that divination as actually practiced at the time couldn't possibly work. The point of this series on Cicero's book concerning the nature of the gods was to argue that the Stoics were, obviously, not right about everything. Indeed, they got a number of aspects of their natural philosophy wrong, as couldn't be avoided given the nature of ancient science. What they did get largely right, though, is their ethics. And it is to that topic that we will return next time, when we'll begin an evaluation of the 10th book of Marcus Aurelius' Meditations. Thank you for joining me for another Stoic Meditation. I will be back with a new episode very soon, if Fortuna allows, of course. If you like this podcast, please consider supporting it by opening your browser and going to anchor.fm/Stoic Meditations. Also, please take a minute to give the podcast a good review on whatever platform you use to listen to it.